When I grew up in the segregated South, our elders, especially black women, sat on the front porch to watch us play or walk home from school. These dedicated elders were the guardians of the community. They faithfully kept us safe from harm, from predators both outside of the community as well as on the inside. When evening came, our mother stood on the front porch and called us home. Getting us home was a coordinated community ritual black women carried on in unison. Their voices rang out and blended into the harmonious call. Ruby Nell, your mama is calling you. You'd better get home right now. Mrs. Hall sat on her front porch every day when school was out. Nothing that we did escaped her sharp eyes and ears. Despite how she annoyed us, we dared not disrespect her. Instead, we grudgingly deferred to her authority. We did it not because of fear, but because we recognized her as a moral authority and cultural carrier. We obeyed her not because we were passive or blindly obedient, but we listened because we knew that she cared about us and meant us no harm. As a matter of fact, we felt protected and a sense of belonging and being claimed. Often, Miss Hall uttered these words, "I'm going to tell your mother," as she gave us the eye. Then she uttered these words in a voice that meant business. "You had better go home. You know better. Your parents raised you right." These words quickly stopped our behavior and, in the vernacular of the day, made us straighten up and fly right. The front porch was also a community building and relational space where adults stopped to check in with each other. They shared the latest news, observations, and community secrets. The front porch was a sacred space where the community came together and laid bare its hopes, victories, betrayals, and defeats. It offered a spiritual space of continuity and intergenerational connection. It was a community church where whosoever would could come and lay down their trouble as long as they respected the culture of the front porch. For many of us who were young, the front porch was a school where older black people told us stories about their childhoods and recounted important events in black history. In other instances, the front porch was an exciting place where we eavesdropped on adults as they told scandalous secrets about other adults. We learned to sit still, never uttering a word, so that we could hear everything without adults demanding that we do get up and go somewhere and sit down and get out of the old folks' business. You were too grown up for your own sake. Although they admonished us, another part of them was very amused. We always went back, and the ritual would begin again. The ritual has finally stopped. The old folks are all gone now. So is the front porch culture. Horizontal assaults from the inside and systemic assaults from the outside killed it. Adults who sat on front porches lost their mission as guardians, seers, and protectors when generations were sent away from their elders and out of the community under the pretense of integration. Generations no longer were intimate with each other, and the elders are no longer front porch teachers. Nor is it our front porch culture where elders protect and safely shepherd the young home. But today, we have an opportunity to leave this space and create sacred community spaces where we share our defeats, apprehensions, victories, secrets, and aspirations, and where the young gather to hear our stories and to learn important events in the people's history. We all need a front porch culture, not only for the health of others, but for our own. It rebuilds the intimacy of community, which restores our souls and fixes our individual and collective brokenness that are outgrowths of a culture where rulers thrive because we do not know each other. Or rulers thrive because we remain strangers to our peers who belong to different social locations. In doing so, we remain strangers to ourselves and our multiple identities. Let us build front porch cultures that restore intergenerational knowing and continuity. Finally, let us build democratized front porch cultures where we give honor and voice to the universal as well as the particular. And let us sit together and talk together so that we begin to diminish our loneliness and our alienation. It is on our front porch that we become whole.